This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day, despite the fact that there is great confusion about what exactly is going on with this battle in the markets between day traders and hedge funds and the big guys and the little guys and GameStop and meanwhile, Robin Hood and all of this controversy. Well, Nancy Pelosi clarifies everything. Everything. We will get to that in just a moment. We will also take a look at the battle over license plates. Is this really an appropriate arena in which to restrict some kind of messages that may be deemed and may in fact be unacceptable? But first up, I mentioned earlier in the show, I think a very important Daniel Henninger column. He has a column called Wonderland every Thursday. And the column today raises, I think, a very, very important point of which everybody should be conscious who follows the news at all, and that includes all of you. He writes that the Capitol occupation and riot of January 6th will haunt American political life for years. Condemnation of the invasion of the Capitol is virtually universal, as is support for prosecuting those arrested inside. And by the way, it is striking. Do you know of any politician who has said, no, that was a good thing? That was appropriate? There was an important message that they sent? That the people who raided the Capitol building and actually did succeed for a couple of hours in stopping the process of certifying the electoral votes that had already been certified by states. Anyone you hear who said, that was terrific. That was really, yeah, they were operating for a good purpose. Maybe they went too far. They shouldn't have left the poop on the floor, and they shouldn't have broken things. But yeah, those were really good guys who were up there. Anybody hear some comments like that? Because I didn't. By contrast, writes Daniel Henninger, condemnation of the violence committed during this summer's Black Lives Matter protests remains selective. Prosecutions for crimes against property or assaults on police are minimal. Last week, New York State Attorney General Letitia James filed a lawsuit against the New York City Police Department for violating individuals' basic right to peacefully protest. Amid 2020's turbulence, he writes, I still think one of the most troublesome political events was that no speaker at the Democratic National Convention mentioned, much less criticized, the violence and looting in numerous U.S. cities that was going on virtually at the same time as the convention itself. It's one of the points of criticism that I made about the convention repeatedly. It was as if they lived in a different country. He writes, it is naive and dangerous for the press and responsible political leaders, whether Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, or Donald Trump, to think that closing their eyes to lawlessness won't break down broader respect for the rule of law itself, assuming that still matters. The highbrow explanation, he writes, for staying quiet about the crimes committed this summer is that the greater moral need is elevating public consciousness about systemic racism, which requires defending at all costs, including looking away from the flames. In a system that claims to be governed by equality before the law, a bedrock measure of even-handedness should be the reality of prosecution for crimes committed. The Capitol invaders face the likelihood of felony charges. Most of them will and should go to jail. While most of those arrested this summer in hundreds of violent protests were charged with misdemeanors, such as violating curfew. One purpose of prosecution is that otherwise you get away with it. This isn't just a social observation. Letting off people arrested for clear crimes has become public policy, known as restorative justice in Seattle, Los Angeles, New York, Chicago, Philadelphia, San Francisco, and other progressive cities. And then he writes perceptively about our own city of Seattle. Adrian Diaz, Seattle's new police chief, said over the weekend that protesters who vandalize private property will be arrested and prosecuted. Now, that was in response to breaking windows and graffiti and wrecking things. In a protest, nobody even knows what it was about. They hit the Biden-Harris headquarters as well. But, okay, he said we're going to prosecute and arrest people who vandalized private property. But there is no evidence in Seattle that City Attorney Pete Holmes will prosecute anybody for much of anything. Police Chief Diaz replaced Carmen Best, who resigned when Seattle City Council abandoned the cops and effectively embraced the mobs. Mr. Diaz may be the final test of whether equality before the law is officially moribund. Mr. Trump never spoke forcefully enough against the violence below the surface on his side. At her White House news conference Monday, Jen Psaki, the new press secretary, did say that Mr. Biden condemns the Seattle violence. But saying it isn't enough. At one of Mr. Biden's executive order signings, a reporter should ask the president, whose side is he on in Seattle? Chief Diaz, who wants the book thrown at protesters who commit crimes? Or City Attorney Holmes, who just won't do it? One night, even say this is one of those presidential defining lines in the sand. Okay, it is a defining line. And you do see around us great willingness to go after bad guys on the right. For instance, this is Dateline Kalispell, Montana. A Montana man is facing $9.9 million in fines from the Federal Communications Commission after he sent racist, anti-Semitic, and harassing robocalls to tens of thousands of phones across eight states. Scott D. Rhodes' calls back in 2018 targeted black and Jewish politicians, a journalist, an Iowa community grieving the killing of college students, and a murder case against an avowed white supremacist who drove into a crowd in Charlottesville, Virginia. The FCC announced the fine and said Rhodes repeatedly violated the Truth in Caller ID Act by manipulating calls to make them seem as if they came from local phone numbers. Among many other things, the calls Rhodes sent out included a recording of Adolf Hitler and directed listeners to his podcast where he railed against Jews, Muslims, and other people of color. Qualified Jews and Muslims. Muslims are every color. So actually are Jews. Coles also went to Charlottesville, Virginia, conveying a baseless conspiracy theory about the death of a woman amid the murder trial of a white supremacist who drove into the crowd in 2017. Rhodes has been given 30 days to pay the $9.9 million. Yeah, good luck with that. If he does not, the FCC said it could refer the case to the Department of Justice. In his response to the commission's finding, he complained of politically motivated gross overreach of FCC authority. Rhodes did not immediately return an email requesting comment. Okay, the comment here is it sounds like this guy bothered and hassled a lot of people. But if the bothering and hassling had been on the left, it had been some left-wing activist who actually placed these calls rather than this particular guy, would they have pursued it with the same avidity? This idea of standards, double standards based upon the content of offensive speech, that also is involved in the great license plate battle of dueling Nazi Hummers. We'll get to that and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael MedVet Show.
My husband was researching on the internet of ways to ease my pain in both of my hips, and it was to the point where I couldn't even hardly walk, and I would cry, and I couldn't move. So he read about Relief Factor, and so he said, let's give it a try. So we ordered it, and it took about, I'd say, 5 days of being on it. Oh, my gosh. I don't even feel like I have any problems whatsoever. I thank you with all of my heart. This product is amazing, and I am so, so thankful.
Relief Factor really can help. The 3-week quick start is here to stay. It's discounted all the way down to $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. There are no drugs, no chemicals, just good, healthful stuff. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Call 833-654-PAIN. It's toll free. 833-654-PAIN, or go to the website michaelmedved.com and click on the big banner for Relief Factor.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. For a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. MyPillow is patented and adjusts to any sleep position. It's washable and dryable, comes with a 10-year warranty, and 100% made in the USA. I'm also giving you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my bed sheets, mattress toppers, and bath towels. That's $29.98 for a queen size premium MyPillow and deep discounts on all my MyPillow products. Buy now and I'll extend my 60-day money back guarantee to March 1st, 2021.
Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MedVet. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MedVet for these great radio specials.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once per year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
On the Michael MedVet Show, I promised that we would have Nancy Pelosi clarify everything for people who are a little bit confused about what's going on regarding Wall Street and individual day traders who apparently include a lot of people who have time on their hands and are staying at home and using the internet to play in the stock market as individuals without going through big companies or big organized funds. Here is Nancy Pelosi, I think, brilliantly making this particular crisis accessible to all Americans. Clip 7.
Well, I understand. Interesting, isn't it? I understand that the administration is taking a look. The SEC is taking a look at what that is. But we'll all be reviewing it. But interesting. It's interesting, yeah.
Uh-huh. There it is. We actually, I think, will do better than that with Jerry Boyer coming up, talking about what is really going on. Pelosi also said this about Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, and she's referring here to there have all been all kinds of discoveries, and of course it's gone to the press. This is clip 8 about Marjorie Taylor Greene, who's the new representative from Georgia. She is a QAnon believer, and she had sent out tweets and social media calling for the death of liberal politicians like Pelosi. She had also sent out tweets encouraging people to believe that things like the Parkland shooting and other school shootings where kids died were frauds, that nobody really died, or in one case that it was a false flag operation that had been deliberately done by people who want to take away gun rights, things like that. And here was Speaker Pelosi talking about Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene. Listen.
What I'm concerned about is the Republican leadership in the House of Representatives, who was willing to overlook, ignore those statements, assigning her to the Education Committee when she has mocked the killing of little children at Sandy Hook Elementary School, when she has mocked the killing of teenagers in high school at the Marjory Stoneham Douglas High School. What could they be thinking, or is thinking too generous a word for what they might be doing? It's absolutely appalling, and I think that the focus has to be on the Republican leadership of this House of Representatives for the disregard they have for the death of those children.
Okay, do I think that Marjorie Taylor Greene is a big problem for the Republican Party? Absolutely. Do I think that Lorena Boebert is a big problem for the Republican Party? Absolutely. She, just on the same morning that they were raiding the Capitol, she had tweeted out an image of the Capitol saying, "This is where 1776 begins." I mean, it's profoundly irresponsible. And here is the problem. Republicans felt very good about the gains that they had made in the House of Representatives, and they're very significant gains. There's only a 10-seat gap right now between Democrats and Republicans. It means if the Republicans are able to knock off, you'll pardon the expression, 5 incumbent Democrats, they'll be in a position to control the House of Representatives, which would be a very, very big comeback for a GOP that's having its own problems. The difficulty is that for both Republicans and Democrats, what this election did is it sent to Congress people on the extreme left to join AOC and the squad, and people on the very extreme and bordering irresponsible right, like Marjorie Taylor Greene. And honestly, there will be no future for the Republican Party unless the leadership makes it clear there is no room for QAnon believers, really, to be honored in the Republican Party with committee assignments. And at the very least, they should have required Congresswoman Greene, before she got a committee assignment, to dissociate herself from the QAnon nonsense, which is dangerous and has been identified as a domestic terror threat by our own Homeland Security officials. And then there is this, for people who think there is never such a thing as either voter suppression or voter fraud. Headline, Twitter troll is charged with fooling voters. Well, that got my interest. A man who is well known as a far-right Twitter troll was arrested yesterday and charged with spreading disinformation online that tricked Democratic voters in 2016 into trying to cast their ballots by phone instead of going to the polls. Federal prosecutors accused Douglas Mackey, 31, of coordinating with co-conspirators to spread memes on Twitter, falsely claiming that Hillary Clinton supporters should vote by sending a text message to a specific phone number. The co-conspirators were not named in the complaint, but one of them was Anthem Gnocchi, who is a far-right media personality known as Baked Alaska, who was arrested after participating in the January 6th riot at the Capitol. As a result of the disinformation that they put forward, at least 4,900 unique phone numbers texted the number to vote for Mrs. Clinton, which may be votes that Hillary lost. Now, does this mean Hillary actually won the election? No. But that election was much closer than this one. I mean, much closer, in state by state and nationwide. Mr. Mackey was arrested on Wednesday morning in West Palm Beach, Florida. Not that he's in Palm Beach anywhere near Trump. In what appeared to be the first criminal case in the country involving voter suppression through the spread of disinformation on Twitter. With Mackey's arrest, we serve notice that those who would subvert the democratic process in this manner cannot rely on the cloak of internet anonymity to evade responsibility for their crimes, said Seth Ducharme, who is the acting U.S. attorney in Brooklyn, who's prosecuting this case. The goal of Mr. Mackey's campaign, according to prosecutors, was to influence people to vote in a legally invalid manner. Yes, this is a public service announcement. You cannot vote on Twitter. There's no way to do it. It's not legal in any state. And if somebody is soliciting your vote on Twitter, they're soliciting you to waste your vote. Mr. Mackey's account had such a large following that it made the MIT Media Lab's list of the top 150 influencers in the 2016 election, ranking ahead of the Twitter accounts for NBC News, Drudge Report, and CBS News. Twitter shut down the account in 2016, 1 month before the election, for violating the company's rules by participating in targeted abuse. At that time, the account had about 58,000 followers. 3 days later, an associate of Mr. Mackey's opened a new account for him, prosecutors said, which was also quickly suspended. When we come back, is it really a revolution that's going on Wall Street with the GameStop and day trader challenge? We'll get to that with Jerry Bowyer coming up.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is defending the 40 executive orders signed by President Biden in the past 8 days.
Part of unifying the country is addressing the problems that the American people are facing and working to reach out to Democrats and Republicans to do exactly that.
Press Secretary Jen Psaki telling reporters that the president vowed to immediately address the pain and suffering of the American people. COVID coordinator Max Rose says the Pentagon's pandemic response so far has been largely to deploy medical military personnel.
Today, there are over 20,000 National Guardsmen deployed providing COVID support, including at over 260 vaccine sites in 36 states and territories.
And your final numbers on Wall Street at the closing bell, the Dow gaining 300 points to finish at 3603. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Michael Medved Show.
It's powerful and inspiring.
And on the Michael Medved Show, there's a column in the Washington Post that says the GameStop folly isn't just a get-rich-quick scheme. It's a tale of inequality. Okay, what the heck really is it? The market was up 300 points today. That's good news, up almost one full percentage. And what is going on, and why has it resonated so profoundly with so many people? We were talking about this morning. I was talking about it with Jeremy Steiner, Pride of Hillsdale College. And he said, let's get Jerry Boyer on to talk about this. Jerry Boyer is the editor at Town Hall Finance at Affluent Investor. He is a former arts and letters columnist at Forbes magazine. And Jerry, great to speak to you again. Why should people care about this controversy or this development at all?
Hello, hello.
Jerry, you there? Jeremy, I don't think we have him. About precisely this issue. Do we have Jerry?
It's not the first time that low float or heavily shorted stocks have been targeted. It's just very visible, and it's just not the normal suspects that are doing the targeting. There are many hedge funds that have made a lot of money over the years targeting heavily shorted stocks. And so I don't think this is anything different. It's just the people who are making the push aren't who we expect them to be. And so that's why I like it. You know, when you bring people out of nowhere to really show the inefficiencies of the market, it's a good thing.
That's billionaire Mark Cuban, owner of the Dallas Mavericks, I believe, and many other things. He always talks about running for president. Who knows if he will do that at some point in the future. Jerry, you with us? Ben, this is a in a column in the Washington Post, Helene Olin says, this isn't simply disconnected from investing fundamentals. This is disconnected from reality. Yes, someone will make money along the way, but this is going to end in a financial catastrophe for many. And I think one of the things is that the entire experience with GameStop really does involve such incredible profits that everybody is lured. It's like winning the lottery. But it's a classic bubble. And, Jerry.
Michael.
Yes, thank you. I'm sorry we had that difficulty with the connection.
I think it had something to do with Reddit or something, or Robinhood. I think they cut us off. They didn't want us talking about this, maybe.
Okay. Why did they try to block the individual day traders from continuing to play the game and try to make huge returns on GameStop?
Well, who knows? Because with these stories, the story changes every half hour. I can tell you why they said they did it, but I can't tell you whether what they said is true or not, because this stuff kind of flows out and there's investigation, and we don't get the story until long after. It's kind of not the big story of the day. But what they're saying is that when you're a trading platform, an exchange or a trading platform, you're essentially making a promise to make good on transactions. So you've struck your hand to be surety, as the Bible puts it. You're kind of on the line in some sense, which means that the regulators say you have to have a certain amount of money set aside, capital set aside, in case you need to settle some big thing where somebody goes bankrupt, but you need to make good on the transaction. What they're saying is that the trading on this became so hot that, and there was so much volume, that they could no longer meet their capital requirements, that they could no longer be in conformity with the regulations. I don't know whether that's true because I haven't been in their office and I haven't looked at their proprietary information. But I got to tell you, that answer is plausible. I wouldn't say, oh, no way, that's not what's really going on. I would let the story kind of work itself out and find the facts rather than immediately go to the phase where I'm looking for good guys and bad guys so I can hate the bad guys and feel a lot of outrage about it.
Okay, one of the things that I think is, at least as I understand it, part of the underlying conflict here is this thing threatens what all the, quote, smart people, leading experts, people who have done well over a period of time, have always taught, which is you don't try to pick individual stocks, you diversify, you go into the market, and then you stay in for a while.
Yes.
Because this idea of trading, buying, trying to buy low and then sell high, that's a sucker's bet usually, isn't it? Doesn't that usually cost people money?
Yes. And if you look at the average day trader, let's say we take day traders and line them up, 0 or 1 to 100, and then you take the guy, almost always a guy, in the middle, 50, like the median, he loses money most years. Day traders, on balance, they'll underperform the market and they tend to lose money. There's an element of this that is almost like addictive and almost like a gambling thing. And I know people are going to say, oh, we want to democratize capital and all the rest of it. I'm all for democratizing it. I don't want to shut this down. I just want people to understand that it's a lot like a casino, and the little guy tends to lose, the house tends to win because the house gets paid for transactions. And on something like this where the hype is so huge and it's like everyone's like your mom's calling, hey, what about this? Should I buy it? It's like, no. When your mom is calling and asking you, you probably shouldn't buy it. So there's a kind of an emotion and momentum thing going on here that is not consistent with good long-term investments.
Doesn't this whole thing give ammunition to the Elizabeth Warrens of this world who want to put some kind of tax on every single stock transaction?
Well, I mean, it gives them confirmation, but then everything, when you're an ideologue, everything gives you confirmation. There's no disconfirming evidence. I would not argue, I mean, if you want to democratize things, I would not argue that you ought to put a tax on every transaction. Transactions give us information. Unfortunately, when there's a transaction, somebody can win and somebody can lose. So that's why things like hedge funds, you can only invest in them if you are a qualified investor, which means you're a millionaire or something like that. So, no, I don't want Elizabeth Warren protecting us from ourselves, but I want us to protect ourselves. So anyone in my life who would say, hey, should I be buying GameStop, I would say, well, I don't know. If you have, like, if you were going to go to the casino, but it's shut down because of COVID, and you want to do something similar, by all means, go on Reddit, find a meme, and then invest in that. Consider it play, not investing.
Okay, because investing long-term, if you have discipline and you're able to stick to it, it almost always works, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Long-term investing almost always works, especially stock investing. What doesn't work is emotional investing. So I spend a lot of time with advisors, and I spend time with clients of advisors. And what kills you is emotion, a covetousness. 10th commandment is probably the biggest value destroyer I see among investors of anyone. Oh, my neighbor or my friend at the country club, they bought FANG and it went up and I didn't go up. I covet that, so I'm going to buy, you know, Facebook, Amazon, Netflix, Google stock, but it might be overvalued. So it's really interesting, Michael. What seems to be happening is, you know, we have this atomized, this tribal culture, right, in politics. You've fought that, as far as I can tell, your entire adult life. And it was in culture and it was in politics, and now it's expressing itself in financial markets. Increasingly, the atomization and tribalization that we have seen in our politics is now showing up in our finance as well.
To nobody's benefit. Jerry Beyer, thank you always for joining our show. I hope we will have you again soon. When we come back, a Democrat, yes, a Democrat, who had been pushing impeachment, is now pushing censure, which really seems to me to be about the right idea. We'll be right back on the Medved Show.
From politics to pop culture, and from coast to coast, this is the Michael Medved Show.
Hi, I'm Nick Grovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, serving collectors since 1983. Our reputation is spotless, which is why well-respected radio talk show hosts Dennis Prager and Michael Medved have recommended me for years. Some dealers offer gimmicks like free silver. Really, free silver? They have to make that cost up somewhere. Others tell you to drop in and offer gold and silver bullion, but use bait and switch tactics to sell you expensive collectible coins instead. While they're fun and historical, they're usually marked up 10 times as much as bullion. Have questions? Give me a call and I'll share my 4 decades of experience with you. Whether you want to buy, sell, or trade, call me at 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or visit AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694.
The country and culture are in turmoil. Our Judeo-Christian founding is being attacked. We're told that America didn't begin in 1776 with a stirring vision of the founders, but in 1619 with slave owners. One organization that resists this dubious narrative and proudly holds true to this nation's first principles is the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll see insightful, bold opinion pieces on subjects like religious freedom, socialism, free markets, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization. See Dr. David Ayers on Why Did They Steal My Flag? See Dr. Gary Smith on I Still Like Ike? See our friend Paul Kangor's latest on Karl Marx's nasty views on Christianity, Judaism, evolution, and race. And don't miss the video of Professor Kangor's interview with Selena Zito, the woman who predicted the 2016 election. See what she has to say about 2020. You can find all of this and much more at the website of the Institute for Faith and Freedom, www.faithandfreedom.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Solid advice, don't take your life savings and put them in GameStop. Not a good idea. Don't put them in any one investment. What you want to do is go into an investment that actually has various companies and various interests. Not all of them will work out brilliantly, but with our crowd, many of them do. If you look back at the track record, and you can find it, it's right there at our crowd's newsletter, and you can go back and investigate the entire thing. The history of the tech startups that our crowd has helped to fund, some have gone bust, but most have done spectacularly well, which is why it is such a growing force in the market. Go to michaelmedved.com, check out our crowd. This is crowdsourced funding for high-tech startups, some of them already changing the world and already earning, yes, literally billions of dollars, and many of them based in Israel, many based in the United States, and some in Europe, New Zealand, elsewhere, some even now in the Arab Emirates, which are doing well. Check it out. Go to our crowd at michaelmedved.com, and you can sign up free for webinars, information, and a regular email newsletter. Our crowd at michaelmedved.com. Okay, the Wall Street Journal now is covering what had been just a rumor yesterday, but now it's being largely confirmed. Two senators, they report, from opposite sides of the aisle were working yesterday to build support for a censure resolution against President Donald Trump. This is not in addition to impeachment. It is in place of impeachment. And it says it's an alternative to proceeding to an impeachment trial likely to result in President Trump's acquittal. The push from Senator Susan Collins, moderate of Maine, a Republican, and Senator Tim Kaine, who sees himself as a Democratic moderate from Virginia. That push comes a day after just 5 Republicans sided with the Democrats in a vote testing lawmakers' stances on whether the trial was constitutional. In other words, there are only 5 Republicans who took a vote saying, yeah, we're sure the trial is constitutional. means there were 45 Republicans on the other side. They need to win at least 12 of those 45 Republicans to win the impeachment, to get a conviction. They won't get it. And that's increasingly clear to most people. Tuesday's vote showed it is, quote, extremely unlikely that President Trump would be convicted, Senator Collins said. It seems to me that there is some value in looking at an alternative to proceeding with the trial. Ms. Collins was one of the handful of senators to side with Democrats in the vote. Ms. Collins and Mr. Kane hope that a censure resolution would allow the Senate to formally condemn the former president's actions and draw significant Republican support. While many Republicans have harshly criticized Mr. Trump's actions on the day of the riot, most have been cool to the impeachment effort. Some have argued that the Senate shouldn't try a former president and that his actions don't rise to the level of inciting an insurrection. If we could do something like this and have it be bipartisan and thereby potentially avoid the trial, I think that would be beneficial. And we're not there yet, Mr. Kane said yesterday. The latest is they feel if they could get a total of 10 Republicans to commit to a resolution of censure, which doesn't require two-thirds, it just requires a majority. If they could get 10 Republicans who would commit to that, it would be bipartisan, it would be meaningful, it would send a message. What President Trump did was unacceptable. And if they go ahead and proceed with a long impeachment trial, even if it's a short impeachment trial, and Trump is acquitted, the message will be very clear. He didn't do anything wrong. This is all part of a witch hunt. It's all part of making Trump a victim. Censure is a much better alternative, which sends a clear message, which actually could be and should be passed on a bipartisan basis. There are all kinds of arguments against impeachment. I don't know what you would say as an argument against censure that condemns him for having attempted to overturn the legal processes, showing contempt for the rule of law, to overturn the legal processes by which we conduct an election. He did have his day in court for claims of voting fraud and some 60 different legal actions. Speaking of legal actions, in October, in Anchorage, Alaska, there's an attorney named Eva Gardner who was driving down Fireweed Lane when she spotted a Hummer SUV with tinted windows and a personalized Alaska license plate she found chilling. Führer, it said. It didn't say Sieg Heil, but it said Führer on a familiar background of snowy blue and white mountains. Gardner is Jewish. Members of her grandfather's family were killed in the Holocaust. Seeing the license plate made her feel like there might be people in her community that I don't encounter, but would probably like to see me dead. I live in Anchorage, and I'm writing to complain about a personalized license plate I saw today, she wrote to the State Bureau of Motor Vehicles. The text is Führer, a word that is effectively synonymous with Adolf Hitler, leader of the Nazis, who was responsible for millions of genocidal deaths, mostly of Jews. I'm shocked the state allowed this blatantly anti-Semitic word to be used on a license plate and request that it immediately be pulled, she continued. Over this past week, a similar Hummer with different Nazi referencing plates surfaced in Anchorage. It's a similar Hummer, not the same one, but this one had a license plate that said Three Reich. Okay, who, what, it's the same guy. First of all, who needs two Hummers? Or what is this idea? I know Schwarzenegger is an anti-Nazi. He's from Austria, and I know Arnold loves his Hummers. But really, Alaska has strict rules about what can and cannot be displayed on a personalized license plate issued by the state, codified in state administrative code. References to violence, drugs, race, ethnicity, gender, sexual orientation, law enforcement, and other government entities are prohibited. And the DMV regularly rejects vanity plate applications for obscenity. The comments in the paper about the Führer license plate led an assembly member named Allard, who whose name is Jamie Allard, She is a member of the Human Rights Commission in Alaska. And in her Facebook page, she said, "I don't see the problem with Führer. That might simply mean leader in German. The progressives have put their own spin on it and created their own definition," she wrote. The comments led another assembly member, Meg Zalatel, to post that she was disappointed in what she called Allard's defense of the words. Okay, this lady, this assembly member, has now been dropped from the Human Rights Commission. It seems to me that the whole idea of vanity plates, I know the state makes a little bit of money on it, and but it becomes extraordinarily difficult is where you draw the line. Should somebody permitted to have a license plate that says B-U-G-A-L-U, Boogaloo? Well, they're the Boogaloo boys now who want to foment a race war. If you had a license plate that said 3%, for the 3%ers who were part of the riot in Washington, D.C., if you had a license plate that said Antifa, it seems to me it's perfectly legitimate to say that you should do things that aren't going to cause upset or incidents of road rage or anybody trashing your car. But that would be common sense, not necessarily enforced, right, by the state of Alaska. The whole story here is incredibly complicated, and it's apparently a huge deal up there. But I hope they do figure out who it is who's driving around in Hummers with tinted, two different Hummers, with tinted window shades and Third Reich and Führer as the license plate. We have time for a film, Jeremy. A film that is offered... Okay, we do not have time for a film today. But we will tomorrow, because there is a big new film with three Oscar winners, Denzel Washington, Rami Malek, and Jared Leto. It's a moody mystery about trying to catch a serial killer. And Justin Timberlake, actually, making his own bid for an Oscar, maybe, just maybe, in a film about a released convict who adopts a very troubled boy, and much more coming up next time in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least four times per day and inject insulin at least three times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. That's 800-633-1378.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.